Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and our guest today is Karina Schelde. Is it Karina?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah?
Cool. Welcome. Karina does she founded Soul Voice, and we're going to be setting an intention just like we do on each show. And what is the intention you'd like to have for today, Karina?
Well, that all the listeners may have the highest healing possible out from this radio show.
Cool. Nice. Okay, great. Before we get started, I want to tell you about some things that are going on at the school. First of all, yesterday I just uploaded a new YouTube video on the sound of gratitude. We actually have, every semester, we have all of our students actually focus on a specific intention, and we practice holding that intention 100% with 100% focus. And so after we practice it, we then tone for a couple of hours the specific intention, and we record it on a multi-track, and we end up with about a 10-minute song. And what I did is, after we did the recording, I put together a bunch of visuals representing all the things that we can be grateful for. So the YouTube video is about 15 people or so, actually probably more than that since it's multi-track, toning the sound of gratitude with 100% focus, and you see all the visuals of everything you might be grateful for. It's really powerful. I love watching it all the time. If you just do a search for Sound of Gratitude on YouTube, you should find it. Also, we just started our semester at the Institute. We've got the certificate and associate degree program in sound healing. You could still jump in if you would like. We have the same program online starting on June 12th. And if you pay in full by May 30th, you get a big discount on that. The classes online are Tuesday and Thursday nights and then Saturday mornings. And if you miss a class, you can watch the video. And if you can't make the classes live, you can always watch the video anyway. We also have the Sound Healing audio production program going as well. That just started. You could still jump in on that. You learn how to use Pro Tools and really, really learn how to do audio recording so that you understand how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in the sounds and music you create, but also with all the effects in the studio and how they affect you as well. It's really a really amazing program. We work with binaural beats and help you learn how to put those in your music and work with all sorts of dynamics, including intention and such. So we also have that program online as well, if you're interested. It's really cool because I've got it set up so Pro Tools goes right into our program, so you can see my Pro Tools screen right on your computer screen, and you can hear everything I'm doing as I'm mixing. So it works really well. I can also pull up your screen so we can see what you've done as well. Also, we've got coming up June 10th, and there's still room available, our summer intensive. It's from June 10th to June 23rd, and it's 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night. And as I say, we haven't really killed a person yet. You get in the zone and you don't leave. You go deeper and deeper, and it's really, really transformative. We've got that one that's the first half of the certificate program in June and the second half in August. You can actually do the first half in August. We set it up so you could do the first half in August as well if you'd like. Or if you do the first half in June, you can also take the online classes to finish up the certificate and then go on into the degree program if you wanted to. So all different types of things happening. You can always contact us at 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david at soundhealingcenter.com, or just go to our website at soundhealingcenter.com. Cool. Okay. So, Karina, God, you know, I don't know too much about what you do, but I do know that one of our instructors, Amber Leave, took your program. And Amber, from the beginning when she used to teach for us, said, oh, my God, oh, my God, you know, that she just totally went in the zone, you know, in like, a week-long workshop or so. And it was amazing, amazingly transformative. So tell us, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into sound healing. And then we'll get into, like, everything you do. I'm really interested to find out because I understand you're doing some cool stuff.
Okay, thank you, David, for that introduction. I am originally from Denmark, and I now live in New Zealand.
I used to live in Copenhagen.
No, I'm calling you here from Carmandel in New Zealand.
Yeah, I used to live in Copenhagen.
I do not live in Copenhagen. I teach there, but I don't live there.
Yeah, I lived there. I used to live there myself.
Oh, great.
I lived in Copenhagen for about a year.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I had a healing center 20K north of Copenhagen for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, how I came into sound and voice and sound healing, I believe I have always been a very deep seeker in life. And after having had a tumultuous childhood, although stable, I think, at other levels, I did choose a career as an actress and took an actress education in Paris, in France. And that brought me actually into the sense of the embodiment that we are all things, not as a theory, but as a sense of that we can embody and become everything. So that energy I actually became familiar with very early on, that what we talk about eventually is a spiritual being, about being one and being everything, was sort of a really initiation and revelation for me by doing this particular mask and mime acting stuff in my early 20s. Now, I shifted career from working with the acting and the film media to become a counselor and working also with shamanic healing bodywork. I became a bodyworker, working with different forms of breathwork and other healing modalities. And though still I felt in the depth of working with people in workshops as well and individually in my healing centers, that there was something missing. And then one auspicious day in my healing center, I got introduced to sound by, well, it's not new for me because I used it a lot through my acting career and have always been fascinated by what sound can do. But anyhow, it started to flow through me in this particular session that I had with a client who had a lot of abdominal pains that I was not able to move with my hands and my coach and counseling. And it was the way I remember it, it was in 88, was a sense of that I was completely taken by the sound. I couldn't stop. I was in a trance. And after this had gone on for whatever long time it was, the client was healed, so to speak, for the emotional disturbances and the blockages and pains that she was encountering. So I could say that was my initial calling to dive deeper into the voice, and that was here in 88. And then since then, I have been completely open to spirit, to guidance, to what wished to come through me, and I have had it is a full-time profession to teach humanity how to unravel their many layers and how to come to the core essence of our primordial ancient remembrance, and how to synergize it all into the voice and into sound.
And you really, so now you help other people do that, exactly?
Yes, I have created my own, but it's definitely a unique system that is, or method that is called the Soul Voice Method. And that is a composition or a synergy of what I have experienced in these 25 years, and of course long before that, because I'm sure I was called in this lifetime to do what I'm doing. So this is an intensive program and certification program, as well as teacher's program, that I do teach internationally. So, as you know, I'm coming to the United States finally also this year.
I'm planning on doing a workshop at our place, in fact. So tell us, what do you do in your workshops? I'm really interested because, you know, we work a lot with finding a person's soul frequency at the Institute, and we've come up with multiple techniques for bringing people into a state of oneness with the universe, because I think that's like the ultimate, you know, the ultimate goal, because when you're one with everything and everybody in the world, I mean, there's no better place, and love really flows through it. You know,
yes.
So what is it you do? I'm really interested in some of the techniques you do.
Yes. I think that technique as such that I use comes really from my own, you could say, individuality or inner soul essence, or that whom I have developed myself to become after all these years of doing the work and having had so much experience with so many various cultures all over the world. So it's a lot about the true, what is embodiment for me. I work a lot with unraveling all subconscious layers in order for students really to come to an even deeper level that I experience with all students that come, that they've never gone there before, no matter what they actually have done. I cannot say exactly what the techniques are, because of course it's not just one technique. It's an energy that is transmitted or transmuted in such a way that the students open up to layers or energies that they are somewhat unfamiliar with. However, I believe there's nothing unfamiliar in our systems if we are able to come into that primordial, or I would say feminine, essence of all our regions of where we come from. So how can each individual really find their own unique frequencies, so print within that, you could say, symphony or repertoire of energies that they have. For me, the sound work is not just located in the sound or in the voice in a way. It's everything on all layers and all levels that we can imagine that we are, that are being synergized, including our creative expressions. And I'm actually very grateful for that I have that acting background, which I have developed to being something else than acting, although it originates from acting, about really showing up and showing up in front of anybody and in front of a group of people. And how can you show all that you are, all your programmings, your sub-personalities, the role you're playing or not playing? How can you own when you are in the midst of chaos, of fear, or anything? How can you then live this out? How can you really dare to live 100% in that energy?
So
that's another energy that I'm working with, how to trigger, how to challenge, how to ignite people to come back from what they are, out of what they already know, or what is our dormant habitual self.
It sounds great. I mean, you know, what we do, and what I, you know, we've done a lot of sound healing conferences, and so I've talked to a lot of people as to what they do as well. And you know, a lot of people do the full range, from working on the physical body to working on releasing stuck emotions and deep emotional issues or subconscious beliefs. And then we also work on the brainwave level as well. But also there's the level of spirit, where you're connecting to spirit, connecting to source, and really just letting energy come through. There's also the level of connecting directly to your soul, your actual soul. And so it sounds like what I get from you, what you're saying, is you're doing kind of all these different levels at once.
Yes.
So what is it you do, though? I'm going to bug you until I find out, because I really am curious. I mean, here's two ways. There's two ways we could do it. You could either tell me how you start and some of the different exercises you do, or you could take me through some.
Yes.
Which would you like to do?
I think, David, that the words as such always can become very limiting, because that's why we use the voice in another way, and that's why we use sounds, in order to, you know, have an experience of something else. And I don't think that it's possible, you know, we use the media we have, and I will do the very best I can to express what it is.
Let's do it, and then I'll see if I can put it into words and see if it fits what you're doing. Okay. So you want to do some sound?
Would you like me to express some sounds? Is that what you would like?
Well, yeah, well, I'd like to like get an experience of, because, you know, if we're going to be doing a workshop, I'd like to kind of know what it's about. I'd like to be able to explain it to people myself or just experience. So we'll just start with some sound. Would you like to do some sounds for us and tell us what you're doing first, or tell us about it and then go for it?
Yes, I can definitely do some sounds. That's wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll do
some
sounds.
And then maybe we can do some together. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to try and figure out what you do, because I don't have a clue as yet.
Okay. Bye.
I'm really, really interested in what you do.
Okay, I'll do a couple of sounds.
Okay. Yeah. tell me, if you will, what did you just do? What were you focused on energetically when you were doing that? Or what intention? I mean, what did you just do?
Our intention for the interview is everybody is having the highest healing. Okay. So in order for that to happen, I work a lot with all parts of the body. So it's always great that the audience can contact any parts of their body where they desire themselves, the healing is going to go into. So if we do more experimental exercises, I think it's good to make some instructions also to the listeners so they can be a part of experiencing.
Okay, cool.
The energy of it.
Great. I'd love to. Go ahead. Go for it.
The tone of the voice has always been a very important part of what I'm teaching, because the tone of the voice is actually often more important, I believe, than what we communicate. The tone of the voice is affected of how we feel at any given moment. So in order to come to listen deeper to our own voice and our own tone of voice, we are to work with this, what I call the emotional body, the many layers of the emotional body. And in order to come to that part, we need to be familiar with, we could say, play, or how can we just release the system for our inadequacies of how we sound or how it may come out, you know, our judgments and so forth. So I would like to do some sounds with all of you that will loosen up, that will help you to let go and go of the mind or the understanding or whatever there may be, doubts and so forth. So you all know maybe how we sounded when we were a baby or a small child, when we originally were to experience what is this primordial language, what is it that we are going to come into at a later stage with our linear language? What is the sound of our voice? Where does it come from? See if you can come into that innocent, curious, non-knowing space, place within yourself, and then also locate it anywhere in your body. Where would you like these tones and sounds or expressions that want to come out of you, where would you like them to originate from? Perhaps a place where you feel you are at ease, or perhaps a place where you feel like, oh, I don't really want to go there. So calling in an innocence, maybe a sense of remembrance, recalling curiosity, playfulness, not knowing. And then start to open up your mouth and let the tongue really become vivid and flexible, loose, by doing sounds like this. What I'm doing here, I'm stretching my tongue in and out of the mouth. I'm undulating it. Will this be okay? Hey, David, is it okay for you?
Yes, it's great.
Yeah. So let's do that. A bit. Okay, how's it going?
Good.
This is actually a very, what did you experience?
Oh, just the uniqueness of, you know, sounds and playfulness and my inner child.
Yes. Yeah. This is actually an exercise that can go very far. Because with different, you could say, techniques into a series of baby sounds, you can come into a place of really letting the tongue remember what it has not yet expressed. So that means very core issues of suppressions, which all humans have, as long as they live in a human body, I believe, you can come to a deeper root core essence of that through initially working in different layers and levels with the different techniques of the baby sound exercises.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're really getting at some emotional issues, really. More focused than anything, at least in this technique, in the beginning, is to really, you know, get back to that core essence of innocence, you know, where before our emotional issues start, although sometimes they come from a past life as well. So, you know, But when we're babies, we're more connected to source and spirit, so there is more essence there.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. That's the goal, to start with that energy of innocence, playfulness, letting go of knowing all what we already know, how to really come back to the original sound within us, so that more of that, what is real or real authentic in the way that I'm teaching anyhow, can come forward. That is some of the first principles. So it is shedding off the layers in that regard, and working with the pains in the body. But you cannot work with the pains of the body if you already think that you know what they are in a way. So as we are the sound vibration, the more you can let go of that, you could say, linear knowingness, the more the innocence can take you deeper and deeper into remembrance. Either it's this lifetime or it's other lifetimes. I believe that everything is shown in this lifetime. We just need to remember it within ourselves, who we are right now.
Cool. So how could we use the voice, and this may be a process, but how? Say I've got a specific pain or a physical issue or even an illness in my system, so to speak.
And yes.
How could we use the voice? How would you guide me to be able to work with that?
Yes. As I mentioned before, I work very intuitive with the voice. The way I train intuition, which most people that comes to the workshop already have a great intuition, is to go through a series of exercises on the feeling body, the listening body, the seeing body, even the tasting and the smelling body, you could say. How do we come back to really be in contact with our primordial sensuous self? How does that energy become awakened in us so that each individual, each student really can hear what is needed first and foremost to themselves in order to do their self-healing? But when you have a certain degree of being able to tune into your own self-healing, then you can start to scan another person's issues and what kind of sounds are needed, because we need, I believe, as humans, to really develop this intuitive instrument that we were given, because we can at any given moment tune into another person's energy field and intuition and the disease or the illness or the blockage. And
so it sounds like it's so this is my take on what you do, which is really cool. It sounds like what you're doing is multiple techniques to get people back to their core essence, which in some people might say is the soul, or that pure essence of spirit within us, that pure essence of innocence that we're born with. It's that place where we're connected to all the powers that be, so we have basically infinite power of flow and energy to be able to focus on and deal with anything we might have going on as far as releasing emotions or focusing on any physical issue, or even just, you know, getting high and connecting to spirit. Is that
yes.
kind of right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Cool,
yes.
Cool.
That's
so
that's right. Yeah.
Now, as far as once you, do you really think of it as the soul that you're getting back to? This is just something I'm curious about because I've been working.
Yes,
on this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it has many names. What or that essence or that knowingness is. But I do sense that I tap into lots of ancient energies and primordial forces and the origins of things. And
allegiance?
The original energy of anything. The origin. How far can we come in the human body to tap into that origin or that essence or that ancient remembrance within us, since, you know, the vibrational energy, the sound that we are, the clearer that can become, the more all the knowingness and the inherited knowingness will come through it, like the dolphins and the whales, who have these amazing, amazing frequencies, who when we really listen to them, it's like, you know, becoming that essence of that existence or that very beginning in a way.
Cool. So
yes.
I've got something that I would like to ask, and you don't have to do it, but let me just see what you think. I've been working with low kidney energy.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you can do a sound to help me with my kidneys.
Yes.
And
yes.
And of course, anybody else on the planet, which is probably a quarter of the people that have any kidney issues as well.
Yeah. Yes. So we do that now.
Yes, that'd be great. Great.
Okay. Fantastic. Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So focusing on the two kidneys, the left and the right kidneys, contacting them from the back of the body and going into your body. and completely allow yourself to expand, to relax, to have a sense of doing absolutely nothing, that meditative state of floating, of beingness and connectedness. And I will sound to the kidneys.
That got me about as high as a kite.
Say that again.
That got me about as high as a kite.
Okay, great.
That was, wow. So, and it felt really good. Thank you. Thank you. So that was very activating. And it's interesting. What you're doing is really creating very intense brainwave states by the oscillations, because you're going right to the threshold of theta and alpha with the oscillations in your voice. But energetically, there's a whole nother level going on. I mean, so first let me ask you this. If you were with me physically in the room, would you get right down on my back or on my kidneys with your voice, or would you sit in front of me?
David, to start with, when I do sound healings and when I teach, first and foremost, my students to do sound healing, they are pretty close to the body to sense through the layers what is really needed. Depending on where the client is, if it's an individual client, I will sense into where am I going to place myself. I also want to add that when the students get, which they do, of course, in a workshop, they get extremely activated themselves. It's not about my sounds and thoughts. It's about how can I teach, of course, what I have learned or what I have embodied myself. How can I teach that to them? So when they become a vehicle, an instrument themselves for the energy, and then thereafter receive sound healing, then they are really starting to get profound healing. So that's first great. And foremost, it's their own activation.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, it's very similar to what the class we teach, where we teach how to do voice healing on others, and a lot of the components we teach about simply getting out of the way and letting spirit come through you. Let spirit make the sound that you need. I mean, we actually have multiple techniques that we teach. I mean, one is to focus on the emotion. One is to focus on the part of the body. One is to just let spirit completely take over and do whatever comes through. So there's a wide range of techniques. But when you do this, so I assume that you're tuning into my system first, and then
yes,
and then connecting to source, to your to go into that primordial place yourself, and then just allowing whatever happens to happen. Is that kind of right?
Just right before, David, when I was talking, and also when you were talking, I was sensing into talking about to the audience also about grounding, because I do work with my students a lot with many various forms of grounding, which has again to do with what I constantly come back to, what I call the embodiment, because the stronger our roots are, like the connection to the earth and to the great mother itself, is stronger a sense that a student can go out and can go to, you know, the higher vibrations, or the crown can shine even stronger. So grounding is what I sense is so much needed on the planet in order to come the whole way through. It's as if the energy needs to go through the root chakra, which is, of course, also very related to what we were just talking about, the kidneys, is really a component to our life force, to our kundalini energy in a very basic level. So, a lot of my teaching to start with is also to how to teach the students to really become grounded on all the different levels, because when they are in that, what I call the grounded level, then the sense of in-tuning just happens, so to speak.
Cool.
What I did here, there was actually another component in my sounding, was what I call discordant sounds or dissonant sounds, that what the music call off-key sounds. And I use them deliberately in some of my techniques in order for the students to access some other layers and levels and of consciousness and of emotions and of physicality that we are not used to be in contact with. So how to really work more deliberately with dissonant sounds is a very big consciousness, a releaser in itself.
Mm-hmm. Cool. We call them activating sounds, not to give them a bad rap. You know, it's really, I have to tell you a little story that's really, really funny, because Amber used to always say to me, Dave, you have to be more grounded. This was like about 10 years ago, actually. She said, Dave, you got to be more grounded. And I think she got that from your class, probably. And I thought, and for the longest time, I tried to figure out how to be more grounded. And then I tried multiple techniques. And finally, when I was on a boat in Egypt, we were doing a class on grounding on a boat. And I realized that the number one thing for grounding for me and for a lot of people is simply to feel gravity in your body. When you feel gravity in your body, you're actually feeling the real connection we have, the real physical connection we have to the earth, because the earth is pulling us to the very center. So for the longest time, I was kind of like really stressed about not feeling, about how I could get more grounded. And I actually felt, you know, I thought, you know, I should be more grounded. And I kept working on it for quite a few years, actually. And then I talked to this psychic. And she said, Dave, you're as grounded, you're more focused than most people on the planet. She said, stop worrying about being so grounded. She said, you're a creative type. You are going to fly around more than others. You know, you are a total creative being, way more than other people, and therefore you're not going to be quite as grounded. And I at that moment I thought, oh, I'm okay. And it really got rid of a lot of stress in my life. And now I'm way more grounded than I was, but I still fly around a bit.
That's perfect. I mean, it's so individual what grounding means. So, you know, of course, I teach it out from the individual too, and they will know and they will discover. And some people, they need more grounding than others, and vice versa. It's totally individual. As the whole work is very, very, and very individual search, you could say.
Cool. Definitely. Now, we've only got about 10 minutes left, and I've got something that I'd like to ask and see if we can do this. Either you do it, or maybe we can do it together. But if you guide, it's even best, because it's great to hear what you do. You know, there are very few techniques in any spiritual practice, hardly at all. There's some, but not that many, as to how to go to a place where you are one with everything in the universe and one with everybody in the universe, which is our natural state. You know, this illusion of separation is just ridiculous. I mean, it's silly. You know, that our real state is where we're one with everything. And sound is such a powerful tool to get us to that place. Can you do some sound to take us to that place?
I believe, as you said in your introduction about in gratitude, and your YouTube about gratitude and being in that sense of high awareness, that's, you know, that is, for example, one of the ways that fosters the oneness. But the oneness sense is I believe, simply a constant calling within oneself. Either your inner guidance or inner voice or inner calling, whatever you call that, what is most dear, clear, and it within you, is calling you to be, because when you have a place within you where you really reside and where you always are home and can come home, then this place is never judging or hesitating or doubting. It just is, no matter where you are. If you're in chaos, is chaos is outside you or inside you, or it's just that resonant place. And the more we come in resonance in all ourselves within, the more clear that resonant place of non-separation become. And you know, you never go out of that, so to speak. You just stay in it. So for me, it's not a place where we sort of go to. It's a being place of dwelling in a grounded place. But it, when I talk about grounded, it's all the seven chakra levels if we talk chakras. So it's that dwelling and just sitting in with oneself that everything is just is, or is okay, or is the greatest. So it's not something seeking. It can come any time that the body is just receptive.
So let's do this. I got an idea. Let's both resonate this place of beingness with sound now.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we'll both go into this place. And everybody listening, go into this place of just beingness, centeredness, where you are, we are all a part of the whole, where we are the whole. Best part of sound is when it ends.
Yes.
But it doesn't work too well on radio. It does work, but after a while you think to lose connection.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Well, how could we get in touch with you? How could people get in touch with you if they're interested in things you do? Because I know you've got like DVDs and classes, and we have some students actually in our program right now from Australia right now.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
So,
well,
so
my website is soulvoice.net.
Soulvoice.net.
Yeah, and the Soul Voice book you can purchase at Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get it through my website. And I look very much forward to the 17th and 18th of November, where I'm coming to your Sound Healing Center, David.
Cool.
For giving the weekend workshop.
Yeah.
And I think soulvoice.net, you know, that's the main thing. That's the website. So
cool. Perfect.
That's where they can contact.
Great. Well, our intention is healing of the highest level and for all of our highest good. And we can carry that. Thank you so much for being here and the work you do.
Thank you to you as well, David. Thank you.
So now we'll take this intention of healing of our highest good into the rest of the evening, through the rest of the weekend. And take it into the week, daily. Imagine taking it for months ahead or years ahead. Or healing for highest good from lifetimes ahead. Thanks.